Dan, Nano Alberta is part of something brand new for the Venture Prize, and that's the Nano Venture Prize. What can you tell me about this?
Well, Cheryl, we're really excited to be participating in the 10th anniversary Tech Venture Prize this year, where we are providing a support towards a Nano Venture Prize, a new stream in the Venture Prize competition. And this is really designed to promote and highlight the burgeoning nanotechnology sector, I'll say, the companies that are operating in the field. And this is really something that we would not have been able to do a few years ago. We really are seeing a growth in the number of startups, and we want to be able to celebrate that and promote that.
What's the prize?
There are two prizes. There's a first and second prize. The first prize is $125,000 in cash and in-kind services. The $50,000 is in cash and $75,000 in services. And really what that breaks down to is mentoring and business services, $25,000 from Tech Edmonton. And then another $50,000 that can be used to access the wide variety of infrastructure we have in the province. That includes the National Institute for Nanotechnology, as we refer to as NINT, and it also includes ACAMP, the Alberta Center for Advanced Micro Nanotech Products. It includes Tech Futures and any of the services that we have here, be it for testing or materials development, whatever that might be. And then also at the University of Alberta, through their characterization, fabrication, synthesis, and design facilities, so things like NanoFab or Axies, as we call them, and also the University of Calgary, their characterization services and their microfabrication services as well, such as AMIF, and then also we have a new kind of entree into this, and that is NATE. So at NATE, they have a new technology, nanosystems technologist diploma program, and through that they have facilities that are available for prototyping services. And NATE is also developing a nanotechnology portal that will provide a ready access to the services that are available province-wide in Alberta for nanotechnology-based activities.
And the second prize, what does that entail?
So the second prize is a total of $50,000 in cash and in kind. $25,000 of that is cash. The other $25,000 is for the company to use with any of those previous services and elements of infrastructure that I've already mentioned. So, you know, again, a nice solid second prize for the runner-up.
Now, I understand that the deadline is the end of February. So what is it that people have to do in order to submit an application? What is it that you're looking for? Is it just a business plan?
Essentially, yes. And I believe February 24th is the cutoff date. And what we're really looking for is companies, they don't necessarily even have to be nanotechnology-based companies, as our definition really is slightly broader in Alberta. It's really submicron activities, doing something novel or unique with materials or the devices that you're developing. And really the focus is you could be a company that is an actual startup or a spin-off. It could be one that is already a product company that is incorporating nanotechnologies in its product. And what we are really driving towards is helping you to develop a solid business plan, your business case, to go forward and attract the funding, the private funding that you'll require to actually get out into the marketplace and succeed.
Over the last 10 years, finalists and grand prize winners with the Tech Venture Prize have actually all done very well. What does that say about what you're offering through this new one, the Nano Venture Prize? What benefit is that going to be for the people who do enter?
Well, hopefully what it's going to do is improve their ability to compete in the marketplace. We are here to develop globally competitive commerce and create, you know, very strong new companies here in Alberta. So being that the focus of Technology Futures, we really do really want to strive towards supporting and enriching the environment and the competitive landscape here in Alberta. So the track record of Venture Prize makes this one a pretty easy thing to do.
What is it that you actually have to offer in Alberta now? Certainly nanotechnology is becoming a big buzzword in industry. What do you actually have in place?
Well, over the course of the last decade and more, we have made several different investments across the province in nanotech-related facilities and services. And without those in place, it would be very difficult for a young company to simply self-fund and provide all the necessary activities to develop a new product. So what I'm getting at here is the cost of entry is so high that really you do need to access other facilities. So for instance, at the University of Alberta with their NanoFab, they have a suite of tools that can be accessed at really reasonable rates, and you don't have to carry the capital costs of that equipment. You simply go in as a user, access those tools, and you know, work towards building your product. Maybe you have some very unique characterization needs, or require some specific, talent to understand better what it is you are designing. Those could be accessed at NINT, or the National Institute for Nanotechnology, or you could be requiring some testing services or understanding how you're going to take your device and package it in a way that's going to be able to communicate in the real world, meaning that it might be put into some sort of a system or a subsystem, and how are you going to go about that? Well, then you maybe would access the talent at ACAMP, the Alberta Centre for Advanced Micro Nanotech Products. So really, it's very much where your unique product and your unique business opportunity will take you is this huge ecosystem that has actually developed here, especially in this space, in the nanotechnology space. Nanotechnology is an all-encompassing term, but really we're talking about a series of different types of technology platforms, and each one of those will have its own unique pathway to the market. And as such, we have a varied infrastructure to allow you to follow your own unique path through the system. And what we're hoping to do here is help you understand what is available and improve that access for industry.
Well, for yourself as director of Nano Alberta, you're in a position where you can really see what's going on in the province, across the country and around the world. So how are we doing at this point?
It's a great question. You know, I have to say I'm really excited. It's fantastic to see all of the companies that are developing. I think our challenge now is really going to be about developing the growth companies. So not simply getting the startups up and running, what is it that we can do to ensure that they can thrive in Alberta? And that's an ongoing challenge, one that we are looking at now, and the way we operate, what are the things that we could do to improve that? Two things I do want to mention is we do have the NanoBridge program and the NanoWorks program, which are funding programs that can be accessed by industry that is really looking at proof of concept or alpha and beta prototyping type activities, and also any kind of translational work, really trying to productize their device or process to get it out into the marketplace. So we are putting in pieces and really trying to improve that access and encourage companies to invest in this space, and really trying to encourage them to grow. So I think competitively, we have we've built a really good base, and now the challenge will be to continue to build upon that momentum, because across the world, the momentum is building, and now it's a case of, you know, are we going to continue to build and take advantage of the infrastructure we've supported here, built up in Alberta, or are we going to become complacent? So in that respect, I'd say we still have a solid chance of being a well-known player in in the global marketplace.
Do you have any examples of companies that are doing just that for you right now?
Well, I have to say, you know, it's very interesting to see how companies develop and, you know, their path to the market. You know, there are companies today in Alberta that are producing and selling globally. So first, I'd have to say that the former Newcrest Pharmaceuticals, which grew out of the West Aim Corporation, is now owned by Smith & Nephew, and their wound dressing products are sold worldwide. We do have companies such as SciMed Technologies with their vitamin A and D testing kits that, you know, really are entering into the marketplace. And so, you know, diagnostic tools. Then we've got Quantium that is located here really close to Technology Futures here on the Millwoods campus, where they are producing, you know, novel coatings and catalysts actually to reduce operating temperatures in petrochemical plants and upgraders, which in the case of Alberta is really important for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. So there are real tangible things happening here in Alberta that will have significant impact in the world marketplace.
So do you have a final plug or a elevator pitch for the Nano Venture Prize?
Well, I'd like to encourage all of you out there, especially you fence sitters, to really take the plunge. This is an opportunity to get some really good training and potentially, you know, video production and exposure to some really good judges and reviewers that can give you some solid input into your business plan to ensure that you are driving towards success in your venture. So please take advantage of it. We do have many people here that are available to assist you along the way to building your business.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Thanks so much, Cheryl. Appreciate it.